Hi, I'm Rob Brown and welcome you accounting, finance professionals, tech enthusiasts to the Accounting Answers podcast. We've embarked on a captivating exploration of the future of accounting and its profound connection to the ever-changing technology ecosystem. Think for a moment how access to the minds of a range of accounting experts, influencers, vendors and leaders would keep you super informed about what's going on in this wonderful profession. You'd stay relevant and future-focused. You'd make better strategic and career decisions if you know what forces are in play and what factors are driving change. To unravel complexities and unveil the future of accounting, I've personally interviewed 111 leading accounting professionals, tech leaders, and industry influencers, each bringing their unique expertise and insights to the table. And together, we'll delve into the five critical questions that will shape the accounting world. Through the eyes and minds of people living the accounting life or talking to accountants every day, we'll talk about five critical topics that ignite impassioned debates and stimulate minds across the globe. We're mapping the transformative trajectory of the accounting profession and its symbiotic relationship with the technological revolution. We'll be asking about the next-gen accountants, how far down the advisory line firms are, what's going to change the accounting world, what the software vendors and tech providers could do better to serve accountants, and what's coming up in the future. Let's get straight into the answers for today's topic. In this episode, we'll continue to ask our experts and influencers what they think will drive change in accounting over the next few years. Everything's important, but not everything matters. What we think might move the dial might turn into something of a gimmick or a flash in the pan or a blip in the journey. Other seemingly minor factors might evolve into major drivers of change. So let's find out what our guests think will be the difference makers in accounting over the next few years. And now here is John Glasgow, the CEO at Campfire, who is at the helm of building modern accounting software designed to meet the dynamic needs of today's accountants and their clients with efficiency and ease.
AI is the obvious answer, but adoption is going to take a lot of time. You think of even rule-based triggers, a lot of our customers are still manually doing a lot of transaction categorization, even though rules exist. So just getting everybody into software that is, I would just argue, is fun and modern. And we've seen Ramp and some others really take the industry to be like, whoa. Like I saw a bus the other day that was covered in bright yellow and it said Ramp and it said, we're out having fun or something instead of categorizing a transaction. I was like, man, that looks like a really cool company. But this is where accounting is going. And one thing I've noticed in a controller customer of ours says, we are not the back office at the company, we are the backbone. And so if you rethink the role and you think about being more strategic in the role becomes more front office. And then also this trend of making it more flat. And I love all of that. And that's a big vision and push that we're making at Campfire.
And here we get the thoughts of John Thompson, a radical advocate for primary advisory and the value of accountants, emphasizing the critical role accountants play in guided businesses through strategic financial decisions.
We're going back to technology, Rob. AI is already having an impact. Some of it very good, some of it not so good, because it's the early days really. And put bluntly, some AI is excellent and some AI is tosh. What will change it? The tech's going to drive it. I'd like to think there'd be more than just the tech. I have a view that some people hold, and maybe some people don't, that the accountants' regulatory bodies, the associations, the institutes, are letting the accountant down, are letting their members down by not training them for this future. From my viewpoint, I'm not aware of any formal training in advisory anywhere in the world other than Advisory 101, which of course my company with Martin Bissett have created and are beginning to roll out. I'm not aware of it anywhere else. How will tech change the profession? It already has done. So, Rob, we've got a few gray hairs, you and me, so we've been around the block a few times. If I just roll the clock back, when I learned and trained to be an accountant, we prepared the accounts. We had to understand the disclosure requirements on a set of accounts. And if we needed to amend them, those disclosure requirements, we had to have the knowledge to do that. Then accounting software preparation tech came in, and you entered a TB, trial balance, and a set of accounts was produced. And what that meant was very quickly, some of the part qualified or indeed even qualified accountants never really needed to fully understand the disclosure requirements in the notes. So that when something needed changing, and I remember when I was a partner at a top 10 firm, I sent something back to a manager and said, could you change that? And she didn't know how to. So she was relying totally on the tech. So the tech made everything faster, in theory, more efficient. Was it more effective? And that's the good and the bad of tech.
The next voice is John Jenkins, CEO and founder of Hindsight, starting meaningful conversations for accountants, enhancing client relationships and practice value through innovative engagement tools.
I think for me, the biggest thing is going to be a change in mindset. I genuinely think we've got AI's been a massive explosion in the kind of 12 months or so. So I know a lot of people are going to go, oh, this is going to be the biggest change. But we have an intent to do things, but actually implementing something and the intent to do something, I think, are two different things. For me, what I would like to see is the biggest change in accountancy is actually for all of us to have a kind of a change in mindset about how important what we do is, how we can achieve it, how we should be more realistic in terms of what we can provide to business owners. Then you can start to harness the tools that are available to us to provide the services that small business owners want and quite rightly need. We need to follow through on these things that we're thinking about. We need to implement. The key thing for me, and probably the biggest thing that I've seen when talking to any accountants and working with accountants, is we're trained in dot and I's, cross and T's. We need to be more curious. I think that's the biggest issue that I can see, is that we've lost this ability to be curious and clicking on buttons and seeing what that does and just thinking about things in a slightly different way. And we almost need to go back to being a bit more childlike, just be inquisitive and curious about everything and look at things in a different way. Because as I said, with AI and tech, I think it's given us the ability to rewrite the landscape. And the only thing that's going to hold us back from genuinely doing that is our lack of ability to think about what we can do with that.
Coming up now is Jonathan Mifsud, co-founder at Buddy, changing payroll tech for accounting practices by introducing innovative solutions that streamline payroll processes and enhance service delivery.
So I think the next few years we'll see the increase of self-accounting. I think people will try to use things like AI to do things themselves. We definitely know the way that goes most of the time. So there'll be mistakes and issues which will come back up into our advisors. We'll see a rise of automation. So we'll see accountants that are leveraging this to give better advice to their clients. And that is hopefully what will start shifting people from using AI themselves, using someone that's qualified that can leverage that AI to deliver that value to them.
The next voice you hear will be Julie Wilkinson, specialist M&A advisor, helping businesses successfully navigate the complexities of buying and selling, ensuring smooth transitions and optimal outcomes for all parties involved.
I think the main change to come is probably going to be AI and technology. What I think will happen is, I think it will really change the accounting industry, because I feel like clients will think, because software is saying it can do things, it will put more expectation on this consultancy services, because whether the client can actually do their own, I don't believe they will, because they're still going to have to know tax knowledge. But we don't know how advanced AI will become. For example, if there's an AI that can sort of recite the tax book, then obviously that's going to change the industry. So I definitely think AI is something to watch out for.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what, if anything, will significantly change accounting in the next few years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of what is coming up change-wise for accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best influencers and leaders we can find in the accounting world. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends and colleagues. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK Europe region. These are great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.